why is there all this effort to draw up a statewide water plan?
To make a long story short, we had a bad drought in 2002. It was a wake-up call that with a growing population, severe droughts were going to be harder to bear than they ever were in the past. By the middle 2000s, it was decided that if we're going to solve our future water issues, it needs to be a grassroots effort, broad-based, and there's more people have to be in the conversation. So legislation created the roundtables to do just that. So we had actually been meeting for 7 or 8 years and learned a lot, but the governor last May issued an executive order and asked us to tie it all together. It was a good call. The governor did us a favor, giving us a deadline to kind of wrap up our discussions and come up with what we think the solutions might be.
I mean, what's the problem?
So the number one issue is population growth. And when you have population growth that's projected for Colorado up to 10 million people by 2050, and you layer that on top of water resources as they're currently allocated, you know, about 80% to ag and the rest to municipal use, and that percentage isn't going to work for 10 million people. So we either have to develop new water. That means either going to the river, Colorado River System, for another big project, a la Twin Lakes, Frying Pan, Arkansas, Colorado Big Thompson Project, or what's happening by default now, the Front Range is meeting its municipal water supplies by buying and drying agriculture. And everybody's sad to see that happen because agriculture defines Colorado on both sides of the divide. The issues are fairly stark on how we're going to deal with this population growth and a water supply gap. And it's really going to be the river and agriculture as the two sources that have the biggest targets on them.
In the past, the Front Range has, through Trans Mountain diversions, taken water from the Western Slope. Could more water be transferred to the Front Range through this process?
In Colorado, irrespective of this process, anybody can propose a water project. And in the past, that was a very adversarial proposition. So out of this process, out of the Colorado Water Plan, so having said that anybody tomorrow can file on a project, the water plan itself, according to the director of the Colorado Water Conservation Board and others, will not define a project. It's not going to say we need to do project X and put it in place Y on the West Slope. But it will address that possibility in the future, as well as it will address how to best use the water that we already have, the water resources that are already moved west to east specifically. Hopefully it will help us figure out how to sustain agriculture.
Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome. Thank you.